drunk are we gonna get? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Jamila.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Sharon.
So if you're listening in, you're probably confused. What type of question is how drunk will we get? But for our season 3's last episode, we want to do something fun. Well, we were originally planning to do a life update, but we're like, that's boring. So let's play a game. And I had got this game when I first moved in, and I haven't had a chance to play it. It's called The Hot Ones, True for Dab. And basically, this is made by the guy or the company who does that super spicy chicken wing interview, and they made it into a game. So that's what we're gonna be doing today. And basically, there are these black cards over here, and it's divided into four categories: truth, BFF trivia, pop quiz, and roast. So then basically each of us will take turn drawing a card, and then we'll go in order. And usually if you don't want to answer the card, you have to take a dab of the hot sauce that it comes with. But we want to drink, or mostly Sharon wants to drink. She suggested for us to drink. So we're gonna drink instead.
Not really.
I mean, we want to. Okay, so we'll just go in circle right now. It'll just go from Jam to Vicky, Vicky to Sharon, Sharon to Jam. And I'll just pick for all of them because obviously we're virtual.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Actually, one more thing. We're going to keep this episode as unedited as possible.
Basically, if we draw a card and we don't want to answer it, normally what we used to do is take a shot, tell the story to the other two, but edit it out. But this time around, we're not going to do that. We're going to take the shot and then just sit there.
Or tell the truth.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go first. First one is a roast. Oh, so the roast card is you don't have to answer the question, but instead you have a choice to take a dab or let the players roast you by telling me something your significant other's parents probably dislike about me.
Oh, so like if you dated someone, what their parents might not like about you?
Yeah.
Oh, I got one. Cleanliness.
I knew you were going to say that. That was the first thing that came up in my head.
Okay, but like that's just like maybe they'll never know. But if they do know everything about Jamila, that's one thing that probably would be like, oh, she's not very, 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 very clean.
How about we say organized?
Yeah, organized. See, Jamila's not dirty. She's just not organized.
Thank you.
Maybe if they know that how much you like to drink.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or like your dab side.
Yeah. All right, not bad. But also, I'll draw for Vicky. Truth. Who have you fantasized about in your life that you shouldn't have? No celebrities allowed.
I probably have things that I haven't, that I've fantasized about that I shouldn't, but not a person. I don't fantasize with people's faces. Is that weird?
Not with any guy you talk to?
No, it's so hard. There's never a face in my fantasy. Yeah, because I've definitely had fantasies about killing people. So like, I think everybody does. Like, if someone makes you upset, you're just like, I would literally like to stab a fork into your neck. Oh, I know there's people who do, is how I exert my anger.
Usually I fantasize about how I might die.
Oh, I've done both.
Anyways, Sharon. Truth, who do you like better, mom or dad?
There's like nuances.
It's a straightforward question.
Right now, dad.
Okay. Okay, for me, what's something unexpected that turned you on? Why am I so... choking.
Does your mom watch our podcasts?
No.
Okay.
Isn't it because I randomly like grab your neck and you're like, wait a minute.
Well, yeah, that was like, this is interesting. And then when it actually happened, I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. Okay, Vicky. Who do you like better, grandpa or grandma?
Well, they're all dead. So like.
Okay, next question for you. Okay.
Truth. What's the drunkest thing you did in college?
Probably my 21st. That was probably like the most drunk I've ever gotten because I was hungover for like 2 days straight. I kid you not. I think that night the funniest thing that happened was I literally ran into a screen door and I broke it. I had a friend who knew I was turning 21 and they lived in like a condo apartment complex basically. So they had the whole building to themselves and they're like, throw your 21st here so that you can get chaotic and it wouldn't matter. And then I did and I took a shot with everybody who walked through the door and I was like blacked before we can even leave the house to go to the clubs or anything. And at one point, apparently I like saw someone that I wanted to say hi to behind a screen door, but I was so drunk that I didn't know there was one and I ran straight into it and knocked it out of the hinges.
Oh, I thought it like shattered.
Oh, no. I just like put, you know how screen doors, it's like click it in basically. So I just like pushed it out because I ran right into it. never am I ever going to get back to that point. I was miserable for 2 days.
I remember. Me and Sharon picked you up for your 21st. Okay, this is Sharon's. Who in the room is just a better person than you and will always be, even if you gave up both your kidneys to charity?
Vicky. Jamila. Jamila, you didn't vote. What do you mean? Why are you looking at me with a gaping mouth?
The way you even hesitate. You weren't even like, let me think about it. You just said, Vicky.
Sorry. The two things that came to my head was Vicky voted and Vicky cleans.
I guess
automatic I check you, for Jamila. Better person. Are you guys organ donors?
No.
Oh, that's why I'm the better person. I'm an organ donor.
Don't you have to like...
When you get your license, you choose if you want to be an organ donor.
Oh, what? I mean, I would be one.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't give a fuck what happens to me after I die. Take me apart.
This is a random question. Will you guys want to be buried or cremated?
Cremated.
I'd cremate. I honestly, no offense to people out there who are like buried, but I think it's such a waste of land space because it ruins the ground for anything. It's just like lands that's taken up that could be for other things.
Wow. For me, it was just, I don't know who's gonna take care of my grave, and I don't want anyone come to take care of my grave.
Oh. Yeah. Mine was just, maybe I'm superstitious. I don't want to be buried.
Yeah, the idea that like when I walk in a cemetery, it's like people's bodies that I'm walking on freaks me out. I feel like I can't walk in a cemetery. I'm like, I feel bad walking on the ground.
All right, Vicky is a better person. I agree.
It's because I believe in souls.
Exactly. Versus if you're burned, you're gone. Scatter me across the somewhere.
Ocean. You
know? I don't know how to swim, so I don't think I want the ocean.
You can be scattered in front of like a tree.
Where dogs pee on it.
Jan probably wants to be scattered at like a nightclub or something.
No. So funny.
In front of our favorite nightclub, I will pour one out for
I'm
you.
I'm just kidding.
All right, next question. This is for me. What's the craziest lie you've ever told to get out of a task or commitment?
Oh, I really hated cinnamon, so I told people I was allergic to cinnamon, so I didn't have to eat the cinnamon Airheads.
Airheads?
Yeah. You remember Airheads?
Yeah, but there was a cinnamon flavor?
I think so.
See, mine wasn't like getting out of a commitment or a task, but I've been wearing glasses since like fifth grade. And then senior year of high school, I switched to contacts, but I switched over summer. Because then when school started, people were like, oh my God, what happened to you and your glasses? And I, for some reason, I thought it was such a funny idea to be like, oh, I got LASIK over summer. And then one time I was hanging out with my friend really, really late. And so my contacts got dry and I like pulled them off. And she was like, oh, I got LASIK. You still have to wear contacts when you wear LASIK or when you get LASIK. And I sat there and I was like, wow, it's been so long that I forgot I lied about that. And that was the moment she knew that I didn't get LASIK and it was like almost a year.
See, it's easy to lie. I would just get scared to be classified as a pathological liar.
Oh, I don't mind. Sometimes I just lie to lie.
Sometimes I'm scared that my lies to my parents are going to catch up to me and I forget.
Oh. I think I'm really good at lying. That's why I lie all the time, even if I don't have to.
Same. I could come up with one real quick.
Yeah. Especially like if I'm in a sticky situation.
Bye.
Yeah. I'm great at it.
Let's play the game.
Sharon, what's the meanest thing you've ever said to someone's face?
I don't think I'm mean.
I don't know about that one. Actually, I don't think you are mean either. You're a lot kinder than I can be.
Yeah, if I had to choose who was a better person, I might have
chosen. I'm just honest.
Well, I think, quote-unquote meanest thing I've told to my brother is, like, he has, like, acne scars that are as deep as the moon's craters. Is that mean?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, shit.
But it's only because it's my brother, so does that count?
Okay, next one. Make up your own question.
Ooh, for Jamila.
Who's the worst person in your life?
Oh, or, like, your least favorite person in your life. Not even you classify them as friends, but, like, someone you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to answer it.
I mean, I have a guess.
Who might be?
Next question. Vicky, it's the forbidden fruit. Which of your friends' significant others would you hook up with?
Jamila doesn't even have anyone.
Oh my God.
So I don't even have that many choices. It's just one.
No, you could choose like of your people, you know.
I was going to say you don't have a lot of friends. So how about we expand the circle a little bit?
Vicky has so many friends. Okay, but yeah, you could expand to anybody you know.
Can it be of the girl genre?
No.
It has to be a boy.
Ooh, you can answer for both, Vicky. Guy and girl.
Sometimes I'm like, how am I straight? Because I can give you a girl answer like straight off the top of my head, like, damn.
But that's because girls are just superior.
No, I genuinely think that girls are just superior. Because I like men, unfortunately.
I don't think I have a guy. Cheers.
But my girl would be Brandon Gang's girlfriend, because I think she's really hot.
Okay, Sharon, it's something we all think about. Do you pee in the shower?
Nope. Oh my god, we've talked about this. She thought I was crazy for doing that. And she's like, that's why I wear slippers in our shared shower.
I don't remember that conversation, but you guys pee in the bathroom?
100%. Yeah, we pee in the shower. I mean,
in the shower? Like, always?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I need to.
No, I always. I think my body's so conditioned to that I pee in the shower. Even if I'm not thinking about, like, oh my god, I need to pee, the minute I step in, I'm like, oh, pee.
I would like to say that it's only my own shower, okay?
I think I need a drink. What the fuck? My whole perception of you has changed.
That makes sense because the water is there. It just flushes for you naturally. Yeah.
And then you just aim for the drain.
Yeah. I'm not like over. We've had this conversation before, Sharon.
I remember this.
Like, that's why I wear my shower slippers, because back then we were sharing a bathroom.
That's fucking foul. Pee in the freaking toilet.
I feel like that's such a thing. Like, people just pee in the shower.
So this has to be, I mean, this is probably a super obvious question, but it happens before you, like, wash down, right?
Yes. The first thing I do in the shower.
Okay. Or if it happens after I finish washing, then I'll wash it again.
Okay, good. Good, good.
None of it ever gets on my body, though.
Sometimes it goes on my legs.
Do you do the thing where, like, especially on your period, you, like, hold, like, your lower belly and let the hot water collect to, like, warm your tummy?
No.
Do that all the time. I'm literally in the shower. I'll hold my hands together to, like, create, like, a little bowl and then let the water collect so it, like, warms my tummy a little bit before I let it go.
Okay. That's so funny. Yes, that's you guys thing. Ever as if we were gonna say yes collectively?
That's a thing. No. On, like, Twitter or, like, TikTok, I've seen people talk about that. And I was like, I thought it was just me.
No, I think it's because when I'm on my period, I try to get out of the shower as fast as I can.
Me too.
I stay in there as long as possible.
Oh, hell no. Because that shit could come a loop any second.
That's fine. I'm so scared as I come out.
That's the point of the water. It just washes it away.
Because for me, it's because I don't wear contacts or glasses when I go shower. So sometimes I feel like if it comes out, and it might hit a spot that I couldn't see, and I stay in that spot, and then later on, if, like, someone comes to my house and they see that spot.
Ew, I don't like talking about this. I'm a sensitive person now. I can't. Anyway, next question.
Damn. We are learning new things about each other.
Yeah. Okay, if my life ended tomorrow, would I be proud of how it went? 50-50. I'll be proud that I'm doing something that I like, and I feel like a lot of things in my life are, the pieces are in place, but I would not be proud of my bank account. Be kind of sad if that's how much.
But you can't take money with you to hell or heaven, so, like, it's fine. I think then, you should be proud.
Yeah, that's what's 50-50. I'm proud of, like, everything else, but I'm just, like, money sad, not life. Like, I'm most proud. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vicky, if you woke up tomorrow as the opposite sex, what's the first thing you do?
Swing my dick around.
I'll try to get boner and then swing a
Oh my god, or get laid. I want to know what it feels like.
The man. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, understand, is it really so bad that I can't think with this head and I gotta think with that head?
What's my biggest turnoff?
In life or in bed?
Or it's my biggest turnoff of people in general, I think. Oh, when they're super indecisive. It's not like I can't make a decision on what I want to eat, but it's more like serious things that, like, you don't know where your life is going or, like, what you want with your life. Not like a daily mundane things.
Mm-mm.
Hey, Vicky, what's the last account you searched for on Instagram?
Ooh, let's look. Because I don't even know.
I don't want to say.
What? I don't want to know. Sorry, I don't want it on the podcast.
Okay, Sharon, though. Who in the room can take your partner to O-Town way faster than you could?
Oh my god. I'll drink just to you.
Okay, this is for me then. Who here talked a big game about their dating life but couldn't back it up? Vicky.
What? What do you mean I talked big game about my dating life?
No, because you're like, I want to be a hoe. Or like, oh. I want to date. I want to try these things. But does not talk to anyone.
True.
I genuinely hate people. I didn't realize until this last 2 years.
Okay. Rose. This is for me. The worst ex I've ever had and why?
Ooh, including everybody?
Yeah, we could. I don't have that many exes, so we could include everyone that I've ever talked to.
Like, we could exclude, like, but we could include, like,
sorry. All right, guys, just name it out. Who's the worst?
You have to answer it.
No, I don't answer it. You guys tell
me. We roast you.
Oh, for you?
This is my roast. Yeah.
Oh, the fuck? Are you shitting me?
Yeah, I think that might have been the worst one. Maybe. But fuck both of them.
Thank you, guys. Oh, BFF trivia. This is where we ask you a trivia question about the other players. So, Vicky, list out our occupation.
No, we should give her a list blank and see if she can answer it.
Oh my god, we talked about this before.
You asked the question, if you guys were on death row, what would your last meal be? Do you remember ours?
Jamila doesn't even remember her fucking answer.
I remember Jams.
I do.
I don't even remember my own answer.
You should know Jamila's.
Hot pot.
Yeah.
Do you know mine, Jam?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You can just drink.
I know Sharon didn't say pizza. I think that was my coworker.
Pizza?
A type of soup.
Drink.
Ramen.
Oh my god. Jamila's the freaking best.
She's cup not ramen. Depressed.
Sharon, if you could become visible, if you could suddenly become visible, what would you do?
You mean invisible?
Oh, yeah. Just invisible.
I would cheat on a test.
What test would you cheat on right now?
Like, if I was in college, dude, I used to imagine that all the time.
It's kind of wholesome.
What's yours?
I'll rob a rich person.
I feel like I'd try to go to the government and see if they're hiding any secrets that no one knows.
That's such a Vicky answer.
What's my best pickup line? Oh, I got it. This is my favorite one. Are you a poster? Because I want to pin you on the wall.
Would you actually say that, though?
I said on my Instagram captions.
You know what my favorite one is that I've always wanted to do? Is like, hey, that girl over there looks cute. And then you run over there and you stand there. Or like, have you seen that TikTok where it's like, hey, my friend over there thinks you're cute. And then you run over to that empty space and she stands there and be like, hi, that's me.
That's cute.
Vicky, what's the first thing you do if you traded places with one of us?
I don't mind for Jam.
What?
Oh my god, for Sharon, I fly to Korea and spend a week there because you know Korean. Jam, I go out every single day for a month.
Why don't you just do that in your own body? Why have you used my body?
Because I would cry by day two. I'm still recovering from your birthday, bro. And it wasn't even my birthday. It was your birthday.
You guys want to know what mine was for Jams? Yours was so awesome. Mine was... I'll go like this.
Oh, I fucking deal with something like that.
For people listening, I would have grabbed my boobs because Jam has big old titties. Sorry, we could cut that out.
Okay, next one. Sharon. How much money do you have in your bank account right now?
Take a shot.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, that seems racially motivated, but that's not the right term.
That seems economically motivated.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Sharon's. A time where you cock blocked a friend.
I don't know about cock blocking, but like, why was I in the car with you and on like a 6-hour drive to SF?
I remember that.
Like, girl, I tried to sleep so bad the entire trip. I spent the night at place. It was just Jamila and I slept downstairs. Or no, I didn't sleep. Actually, I got picked up. Or like, I got picked up at like 4 a.m. So kind of did sleep, but yeah.
Sharon, list three things you dislike about your boss. If you don't have a boss, then take a dab in your own honor.
That seems racially motivated.
Wrong word.
That seems professionally motivated.
And that wraps up our, I don't know what we're going to call this.
Last episode of this season.
Oh my god, this wraps up our last episode of this season. If you guys didn't know, we've been doing 20 episodes per season. So this is our 20th episode for season 3. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Bye.